This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What we can learn from counting the number of job postings in America. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The Labor Department has its monthly job openings and labor turnover survey, acronym JOLTS. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on how to read it.
The monthly JOLTS report gives economists a pulse check of the jobs market. It tells them who's hiring and what they're paying and how many people were laid off or are quitting their jobs.
It kind of gives you a sense of the underlying movements in the labor market to give you a better sense of what's going on in the job market.
Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics. He says in the first part of the economic recovery, employers mainly created low and high wage jobs. But over the past year to year and a half, we've seen more jobs in the middle of the pay scale. So now about a third of new jobs are low wage, a third are high wage, and a third are right in the middle.
A lot of government jobs are middle paying. And of course, there were a lot of layoffs there until recently. Construction jobs are generally middle paying, a lot of manufacturing jobs, not all of them, some are high paying, but some are middle paying.
There are winners and losers in the JOLTS report. There have been layoffs lately in the energy sector because of falling oil prices. But Sandy says the healthcare, retail, and construction sectors are all hiring. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
By the way, looking through the Bureau of Labor Statistics frequently asked questions about this JOLTS survey number 5, can JOLTS help my job search? Answer, no. For that, the BLS offers a link to Career One Stop. If you can't find that, we just tweeted a link at Marketplace. More now on the outbreak of measles. There is a Senate hearing set for today on the public health dangers of parents skipping vaccinations for their children. We want to look now at how larger organizations are dealing with this. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein looks at the role played by colleges and universities.
Over the past decade, the University of California system, with its 239,000 students, has seen a troubling trend.
Mumps outbreaks, measles, pertussis, meningitis, lots of tuberculosis.
That was Dr. Regina Fleming, medical director of the UC Student Health Insurance Plan. The best data available suggests just 55% of all college campuses require students to verify vaccinations or get their shots. Why so few? Money, of course, with health officials estimating that beefed up policies could cost as much as several million dollars. Sarah Van Orman, who heads the American College Health Association, says with outbreaks on the rise, it may be time for a new cost-benefit analysis.
We understand the real actual fiscal costs, reputational costs, as well as human costs of communicable diseases on campus.
She says she would heartily endorse that old adage that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Here's how life works. Not long ago, I spent several weekends taking down wallpaper, repainting after painstakingly patching. Who uses wallpaper anymore, right? Little did I know that Aaron Toner of WUWM in Milwaukee was about to pitch this business story. Wallpaper's comeback?
When it comes to today's wallpaper, pastel floral borders, mallard ducks, and fake wood paneling are out. Graphic patterns, vibrant colors, earthy textures in.
This isn't their mother's wallpaper. That's not what this is. This is artwork.
Janice Beal is shopping at Wallpaper Wallpaper in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. She's looking for paper for her kids' bedrooms, leathery for her son, and something sparkly for her daughter. Already, Beal's home is nearly covered in wallpaper.
My foyer for the paper alone was over $10,000. People are like, oh my gosh.
Beal picks up two big sample books and heads out the door.
Thank you. When do you want these back? I have.
Mary Peschel has run this shop for 30 years, weathering wallpaper's ups and downs. She says people are coming in now because they're seeing modern designs and materials on TV and in magazines and want to freshen up their homes.
Something graphic, linear, your basic tones, grays, the neutral tones. But then again, you have a customer that comes in and says, I want a paper that's going to make me feel happy.
The market research firm Fredonia Group says U.S. wallpaper sales shot up more than 30% since 2010 and will hit $480 million this year.
To provide some perspective, that's coming out of a couple of years that were horrible. So the market is probably still smaller than it was in the heyday.
That's Sean Samet, head of the Wall Coverings Association in Chicago. He says during the recession, no one was spending money on remodeling or construction. Now that housing is back, Samet says wallpaper is getting a boost. And here's maybe the best news. Modern wallpaper is easier to put up and to take down when we inevitably decide it's just so tacky once again. In Milwaukee, I'm Aaron Toner for Marketplace.
And the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists continues to comb through the data leaked from the second largest bank in the world, HSBC, and is naming names. Among those who may have worked through HSBC's Swiss operation to hide money, former world tennis number one player Marat Safin, who denies evading any taxes. The head of HSBC's private bank said today that past practices are, quote, no longer acceptable. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.